A new report says the recent rising housing market in the Boston area may signal sustained growth for the months ahead as well. But it also said the lack of affordable housing remains a problem that could undermine the region's economy. The report is from the Northeastern University Dukakis Center, and joining us now to talk about it is the study's lead author and the Dukakis Center director, Professor Barry Bluestone. Good morning, Barry, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Barry, you've said that you think that the Boston area has turned the corner on the housing market. What do you mean?
Well, what we've seen is that home prices have stabilized in the single-family market. Housing production is way up. We're going to have over 11,000 units of homes built this year. That's more than double what we had 2 years ago. The problem is we still have rents rising year after year, regardless of the economy. And unfortunately, incomes have been stagnating in Greater Boston as they have around the country. And that's particularly for renters. In real dollar terms, renter income is down 13% over the last decade.
Let's take a couple of these things piece by piece. Why are housing sales and why are housing prices going up?
Prices have gone up over the last 6 months or so because there's been very little supply in the market. Those families who might be ready to sell their homes but can wait a little while have been saying, hey, let's wait a few months and see if prices still go up. But I think what we're going to see is they're going to start putting their homes on the market as they see that prices aren't going to rise much faster. And it's possible that interest rates will start going up, and therefore we'll start seeing a little bit more supply, and that will keep prices stable.
But foreclosures, you think, will continue to drop?
Yes. In fact, foreclosure deeds, that is, completed foreclosures, are down 75%, but foreclosure petitions, new petitions for foreclosure, are down 88%.
How is Boston's changing demographics affecting all this? Is there any way to tell?
That's really the big revolutionary story in this, the 11th annual Greater Boston Housing Report Card. You know, back in 2002, about two-thirds of all the new housing constructed was single-family. This year, two-thirds is multifamily. And that reflects both the aging baby boomers, I'm one of them, who will start looking for smaller homes, condos, apartments. They don't want to take care of that big four-bedroom apartment. But we also have this new, younger millennial generation coming along, and they're not as excited, nor can they afford to move into those far-out suburbs. They want to live in the city. They want to live in village settings.
Let me ask you about outside of Boston. Why has this boom not really spread outside of the Boston city limits and the immediate suburbs? You know, when you get outside of 128 or especially outside 495 into central Mass, we're not seeing the kind of growth in sales and prices that being experienced or enjoyed inside Boston.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that on top of a slow economy, we've also had a tremendous increase in income inequality. So those communities that are Tonier, the Newtons, the Brooklines, and so forth, the Westons, the Wellesleys, we're seeing prices rise there because there's still a lot of money among the wealthy. But unfortunately, we also have a large increase in the number of families who have seen their income stagnate or fall, and they're not able to bid up those prices in those communities.
And this is all happening even though new job creation statewide has pretty much stalled.
Yes, and then that's part of the reason why I don't expect another housing bubble. The economy has slowed down, and that, of course, takes pressure off the housing market. We also possibly have, as I said, higher interest rates on the horizon, which would also slow down. So we would expect to see prices stabilize overall. They'll not rise as fast in some communities as others, but I don't expect to see housing prices fall.
Barry Bluestone, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Glad to do it, Bob.